it's taking a minute. What up, Timmy?
What's up? What's up, Count?
We're back.
We are back after a two-week hiatus.
Yeah, I had my kid 2 weeks ago. Yep. Just been getting used to that as we settle in back here to G30 Studios. How have you been, Timmy?
I've been good. Life's been crazy, but everything's good on my end.
Crazy but good. Crazy stuff in Galaxy Land, too.
And yeah, Soccerland. So
that's like the one thing I've done in the last couple of weeks is just really, you know, have that as my balance to everything that's going on. And I haven't participated much in Twitter, but I've seen you in the Twitter and the Discords, Timmy, and out there.
Yeah, man, I've been out there trying to stay active as much as I can. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, holding down the fort.
Yep.
Were you at the dude? What has happened since we last episode we did was the LAFC game. We beat them, extending our streak at home with that controversial call and all that crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then we played Salt Lake, and then that was what it was. No. We played Nashville, beat Nashville. Last week we played Salt Lake, and we were on the other end of a VAR call that everyone was mad about, but it seems like there was an offside player, and you know, so that broke against us, and the Galaxy sit 5-3-1 going into like the second quarter of the season already. What do you think about them kind of after the first 25%?
Well, I mean, it's a different start definitely than last season, but I don't know, man. It's very difficult to see because, as you can see, someone is supposed to be starting over someone else. But I think we're gonna get into that a little bit later. But you know, we're just lacking the goal threat.
There's the baby. Baby wants to be on the podcast too. Hold on. Okay, I think we're good. Sorry, babe. That's the weird thing, like. That being new, it's like I feel like, oh no, I have to go do that. You know, like you hear a kid crying and you feel bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so you know, I was going to get into that a little bit later, but let's talk about it. Can you tell me why we look better when we sub on Sam, Dejan, and Sasha Kljestan as opposed to the starters? I think you said that last game too. I was like, dang, three-man sub, and instantly they look better. Pulling out Costa, Cabral, what's going on?
I don't know, man. Cabral and Costa have been flops lately. I will say that very much. And from what I understand is that our three dogs have really been stepping up. Even our oldest dog, Sasha Kljestan, has been putting in a lot more effort in the midfield, which I'm very, very happy about. And then Sam, of course, you know, he's always going to hustle. And then, of course, Dejan is always going to look for the back of the net. He's always going to take shots, looking for opportunities to score. He will always be looking for that. It's just a lot more sharper and a lot more younger looking, even though our DP is like 22, which is crazy.
And Costa's old, and yeah, it's weird. You look better when, like, well, I guess two of them are young. Sam's young and Dejan's young, but Kljestan can't go forever, and we're relying on Vasquez, and Vasquez is hurt, and Vasquez can't go forever. And the Galaxy are in a really interesting position now where it's like, I don't know what the starting lineup is anymore because we've tried a couple of things, but we don't really look good until the subs happen. And your man, Jovalich, has been, you know, in that batch of subs last three games, put away two goals. Sure, he didn't get the one because of the call, but he finished it. Yeah, he finished it. I don't know. What did you think of his Lars celebration when he got pulled up? I'm surprised he didn't get fined for that.
Oh, man. That told me everything.
Were you there?
I was there for that one.
What was that like with my friends?
Oh, man. Okay, so here's the crazy part. I didn't see who scored. I thought it was Chicha at first, but Chicha was in front of me. So I'm like, who the hell scores this? And then I see someone with their shirt off running towards Lars, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's my boy. My boy Deion scored it. He literally threw down his shirt like nothing, which had me laughing so hard because he was just like, boop, there goes my jersey. And then he reaches up to grab someone in Lars's hands, both of them, and he just goes up and he just starts celebrating with them. I'm like, oh my God, man.
It was cool. The subs care more than the starters, dude.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what's going on with that. It feels like 2020 again.
Dude, and honestly, Cabral, he's doing the thing again where, you know, you could see like maybe he gets to the ball if he hustles, but he's pulling back like 5 yards too early, I think. And that's a huge problem. And like Greg can't, I mean, what can Greg do? He's on a 5-year contract, right? That's his guy. Getting rid of him, which will probably happen before 5 years is up. You know, that's, he's got to take that one on the chin. You know, people have all kinds of feelings about Vanny, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's great, sometimes it's terrible. But regardless, Cabral is his guy, and like there's no getting around that. So that's really weird. 25% into the season. You know, a couple of times I thought we've had the starting lineup, but we're kind of entering this new stretch with more questions. People arguing about Deion. Do you put Deion in?
Of course.
Yeah.
I've been saying put Deion in before everyone was hyped about it. Everyone can go check out the earlier episodes. Even Michael can back me up on this.
That's true.
And I've been saying, like, please just start him. I've seen the highlight tapes. I've seen what he can do at such a young age. He's someone who has the passing ability, the play-creating ability, and the ability to find a shot in any sort of little tiny space. For example, look at the space he had in Nashville. All he had to do was just take one simple turn. He didn't even take a touch. One touch. Boom. To the bottom left-hand corner, I believe. It was the goal against Nashville, and I was like, wow. You can see the quality, man.
Yeah. And he obviously cares. He's saying, you know, I've proved I deserve more than garbage minutes.
Oh my God. Dude, when he said that, I was like, yes, this is why we need to start him. He's hungry, man. He is hungry.
Yeah, man. So Chris Tucker posted a lineup that looks really interesting. So, you know, the Galaxy have signed Gasper. He's a dog from Minnesota, the Loons. And he's really good. And I think he's one of those guys who can play outside back, center back. I've been really wrong on my positioning lately, so I'm going to check. But Tucker put out this thing that looks really interesting. It's Gasper, Williams, Koulibaly, Delgado, Vasquez, and Revelison, and then Edwards and Araujo on the wings, with Jovalich and Chicha up top.
Yes.
And that's really interesting because there's no Sam there. There's no Cabral there. There's no Costa there. I guess you could bring Costa in later or play him centrally as well for Vasquez while Vasquez is hurt. But you had an interesting thought kind of even before I saw this. You're like, oh, dude, they're going to push Edwards forward.
They are.
What made you kind of come to that realization before people started talking about it on Twitter?
Yeah, well, it's because if we bring in a left back, that obviously meant, like you also said it as well, like Villafañe is done. And I believe Vanny said it today during the press. He was like, yeah, unfortunately, Villafañe's recovery process wasn't as good as we hoped it would be. So that's why, like in the last 2 hours, I believe, in the trade deadline, they were like, yeah, we got to bring in someone. And that's why they brought in Chase. So I'm like, okay. And as you know, Raheem has the vision to, you know, create something out of nothing. So it would be very smart, which I hope Vanny does, would push Raheem up and then have Chase just hold down the left side.
He's a left back, but I think he can play that kind of like hybrid outside in the three.
Yeah.
Zavaleta got play, you know. Our suspicions are looking more and more true, maybe. Greg moving to a three-man back line. We have a bunch of forwards, right? He's stacking defenders. The one piece, though, we're missing still is the 10 spot, the attacking midfielder. We just don't have one. And which leads me to the next point, right? Like the other rumor, Axel Witsel from Dortmund, you know, another guy, not very productive. I get he's a center midfielder, a holding midfielder sometimes. I was wrong about that on Twitter when I was posting about that. He doesn't have a lot of numbers. But if what the Galaxy needs is a playmaker and they're going to get this guy from Dortmund, that leads me to believe that they're interested in maybe having him in some kind of playmaking role or maybe pushing Revellis into the playmaking role. But like we were talking to Mikey yesterday, and he was pointing out the fact that, you know, we're constantly trying to push these guys into positions that they're not instead of actually just going out to get a center midfielder.
Exactly.
Center attacking midfielder. And I don't know. You have thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. Unless we want Efra to play that attacking mid role until Vasquez comes back. Because Vasquez is still not 100%.
I know. And everyone, I mean, Vanny and GBS. Well, who? No. Yeah, GBS before. You know, Efra has been getting a lot of time on the wing. And, like, you can see what he does. He scores golazos, you know, every once in a while. But when he came up and they kind of developed him, from what I understood was that he was going to be an attacking midfielder 10 type player. And that's just not where they're playing him. And, you know, when they have, sometimes it's good. Sometimes he disappears. So I don't know. We just don't have it and we can't rely on Vasquez. And that's, you know, he's old. It's an issue.
It's an issue. And it's a liability, man. I think Vasquez is our number one playmaker next to Raheem, I guess you could say, and he's out and we only have Raheem now. So yeah,
Raheem's leading the league in assists.
Yeah, and you could argue Costa, but like he'll do like one magical pass and then that'll be it.
Yeah, are you disappointed in Costa so far?
I mean, I want to say yes but no, because like we all kind of expected the type of production he would have, especially you pretty much called it in the beginning, like, because I already knew he wasn't going to, you know, produce goals. Maybe he'll have an assist here and there. But we still have a long season. Just as long as he doesn't injure himself and be out for the rest of the season, then I guess only time will tell.
Dude, talk to me about – so, like, now that we're in – you know, I guess the moral of this episode already has been, like, the 25% mark, right? We're entering the second quarter. Who's surprised you on this team? I feel like I know who you're going to say, even though you don't want to. But
I don't want to, but, you know, honestly, I'm just happy this person has proven me wrong, slapped me right in the face. And I'm okay with it. Please, just shut me up. I'm very happy that Seka Koulibaly has really stepped up. Because, I mean, from last year and how he looked into this year, it's like a totally new defender back there. Because as you can just tell now, I think this is what Vanny visioned last year that would happen this year. He was like, we're going to have the best center back duo or the best defense. But I mean, it looks good. Williams looks good.
It does look good.
Sega looks a lot better than last season. Not a lot. He's still a little clumsy, but I mean, dude, he is really holding it down, especially against Nashville.
Yeah. He had a great game, and Nashville was like fighting to get a goal. Galaxy's pitched a bunch of shutouts. We lost on a shitty goal, you know, at the end of the game the other day, and
it was a really, really bad mistake by Bond. He was out probably by like 8 yards from his line.
Yeah.
Trying to get it. Yeah. I don't know what he was trying to do, but
and he whiffed the punch too. Like he was gonna punch it and he missed it. And it was weird. I don't want to get into that mode again where it's like we're excusing everything, but it was a bad game. You know, the Galaxy currently sit in, I'm looking at my stats here.
I think it's four.
Third or fourth,
one of those two.
Let's see. Excuse me. Okay, so LAFC 22 points, first place. Dude, we're more than 20. We're like a third of the way through the season almost. That's crazy.
Yeah, we're already heading into summer.
Yeah, LAFC 22 points, 7-1-1. Austin, surprisingly, number two. If y'all don't know, I lived in Austin for a couple of years. That's really interesting to see what they're doing down there. Beautiful stadium too. We went when the Galaxy shit the bed last season. But let's see. That's where I want to take you, Timmy, when we do an away days together with Mike. I want to show you boys Austin.
Oh, I would love to go to Austin.
let's see. 6-1 and 2 in the Galaxy, 5-3 and 1.
So we're third. Yeah.
We're third. Yeah. LAFC 22 points, Austin 20 points, LA 16 behind us, Dallas also 16. So I was looking, we play Austin and then I think we play Dallas at home. So we need to pick up points against Austin. We'll have 19. And then if we beat Dallas, we can maybe create a little bit of situation, stay at the top of the shield race. But in order to do that, we need to score goals. The defense, like you said, is maybe kind of mirroring what Vanny wanted to do last year. They're playing great team defense, but now we're not scoring goals. We have the opposite problem.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I've told you guys before, winning 1-0, like, I'm cool with that. Is it always exciting? No, but like, that's what we did in the championship years a lot, you know, under Bruce.
2-1 wins,
whatever, 1-2-0, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
But someone's got to step up. And someone pointed out something very interesting in Twitter. I think Kevin's had the most chances or something like that. Yes. He has the highest expected goals always. Chicha put the ball back to him and he whiffed in Nashville, I think it was, right? Like, mm-hmm. He was right in front of the goal. Chicha looked like he had, I forget who pointed this out. I'm stealing this. I'm sorry. But he looked like he gave up on Kevin, the most positive dude on your team. And then he's just like, whatever, walking away from Kevin. Not good.
It's not good, man.
Chicha cooled off a little bit. Who's going to step up and score these goals, Tim?
I think it'd have to be my boy Jovalik, man. Someone's got to put it away. I think we should start him.
Yeah. If it can, do you play him and Chicha together?
Yes.
Or do you play him over Chicha?
No, I start both of them together. They play whatever, off of each other.
Yeah, whatever we got to do that, you think?
Yeah, even if it's 3 in the back, 4-4-2, just have them 2 at the top. They play very well off of each other. And I've noticed that.
Yeah. I think I've heard that in practice, and they've said in press conferences and things, like, the issue is that they kind of run into each other originally, like, they make the same runs and stuff. But I think they are learning to play off of each other. Chicha let him have a celebration, right? And then he waited and they did their little, you know, they have some chemistry growing. So if it is Jovalic, Chicha, the three midfielders, and then Edwards on the side and Araujo on the side, or maybe Araujo on one side, and then Granser or Costa or whatever, just not Kevin, on one side, and then you bring in Edwards later to kind of kill the game off or provide a spark, and do the three-man backline. I think that's, I don't know what else you do other than keep doing this or move to the three-man. And Zavaleta, I was very pleasantly surprised by in the Open Cup game and in this last game that he played. My boy has shooting boots. Who knew?
Yeah, dude, I was just about to bring that up. Like, dude, he was really close to scoring our first goal.
Yeah, I always saw that, like, he, you know, finds the back of the net when he plays for El Salvador. But, you know, last one I saw, it was a set piece or whatever. You know, center back shit. Mm. But my man can shoot. So, I don't know. I really don't know, Timmy. What do you think this next second quarter or whatever, second third of the season is going to look like for the Galaxy? What do you predict?
I want to predict we win more, but summer has just been a difficult time, especially for the month of May specifically. Yeah. May through June is always a harder
month for us. It starts to turn.
So this would really be a test. So I would want to say, I think we are going to win some. We're definitely going to lose some, but it's just hard. It's going to be 50-50.
50-50. Okay, could go either way for you. Mm-hmm.
So it could either be Greg figures it out and then we go get our playoff spot, we secure it, or it all fumbles out again and then we try to point the finger of who we should blame this time around.
Yeah. I know. And I know you've been a little bit more on the somber tip lately. Yeah. And, you know, that's fine. We need balance around here. So let me read some of these games to you. Austin's in second place. They have a pretty decent goal differential, but that came from like blowing out Cincinnati and stuff in the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. Do we beat Austin and Austin this week?
I mean, quick, what happened last time?
Yeah, gut feeling, yes or no?
Yeah, no. I don't think we do.
Okay. After that, we have, let's see. We have Dallas at home, May 14th. Stupid shit always happens against Dallas. Here and in Dallas, do you think we beat Dallas?
I'm going to say yeah.
I do too. I think we keep winning at home. Okay, and then the game after that, we have Loons, Minnesota in Minnesota.
That's going to be a tie.
Tie, I think so. And then we have Houston at home to round out May.
That's fucking Houston, man. I want to say, I was going to say yes, but then I'm like, even though they may suck, but they always give us a hard time. So
yeah,
I'm going to say draw at home. Okay, draw or loss at home.
All right. And then the first week of May, we have Austin in LA. Oh, no, that's May 29th. That's the last game in May. Austin in LA. I think we beat them at home. I think we continue. So I think that's what it's going to be. We continue to win at home or draw at home, get points at home. And then it's really, I think the season's going to come down to like what happens on the road. So that's that. Are you up for a Timmy's Corner?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's see. I have Timmy's Corner music for you. Let's see what this is. It's called Dance Pop.
Oh. Okay.
Timmy's Corner. All right. So I had a moment of weakness yesterday, Timmy. I got up on Twitter and I said, you know what? Let Seattle win the Champions League. I have a child. I haven't been sleeping. People reminded me on Twitter that Seattle used to be the insufferable team before Levas, right? Yeah. We do everything the best. And of course they're like, oh, first team to win the Champions League, right? In this era, because the Galaxy won and DC United won when it was called something else in the beginning of the 2000s. But, Seattle's kind of sitting pretty now as the only team to have done it, quote unquote, in this era. Were you rooting for Seattle or were you rooting for Pumas?
I wasn't rooting for anybody, if I'm gonna be honest with you. I just wanted a good game. I mean, because with those games, I'm just like, they're like, I mean, they're great. They're always great to watch, but I'm like, I never think too deep of them. I never get into the more of the politics kind of behind it. But I can see why people are like, oh, I don't want Seattle to win because I don't want them to think that they're the shit, this and that. But then again, a lot of people who go for Pumas are mainly Liga MX fans, because we have a lot of Liga MX fans too.
Sure. There are a lot of Galaxy fans who are both. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of Galaxy fans who are both, and people who are like, oh, Liga MX is the best, and like, oh, they're this and that. It's always that argument against Liga MX and MLS. It's going to be a back and forth thing for a while. So I can see why this like conversation has brought in so much like controversy. So.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I was like, oh, how cool for them to win it at home or whatever. Like, yeah, you can't say they don't deserve it. Like, they've been the best team in the league for like 5 years or whatever.
Yeah, but someone said, oh, I don't know who said it on Twitter. Someone was like, I think it was like a talk page. It was like, are Seattle the greatest MLS team to ever exist? I'm like, okay, calm down.
Bring it back.
Yeah, calm down. What place are they in right now? I think like eighth.
Oh, yeah, let me take a look. I think to their credit, like, whatever. I agree with you. I'm still going to shit on them right now.
Yeah.
But I think to their credit, they've been like prioritizing that. But they're in 12th place. They have 7 points.
Yeah,
they're crazy. 12 of 14.
Yeah, so as of right now, they are not anything.
and Jao Paulo got hurt yesterday, and I think Nuhu or one of their other guys got hurt. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think they're going to be on a hangover. It's going to be a Champions League hangover. I can probably already feel it. And their starting midfielder is already out. Who knows for how long, so.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. All right. Well, that was a good Timmy's Corner. I'm satisfied with that. of course, Galaxy Twitter took it super hard. They're like, oh my God, that should be us. And it should be.
It should be, but...
And it continues to raise conversations about the regime. And you and I were talking about Chris Klein in his last year. And we'll see what happens. And then that shadow rumored rebrand happening in the background, right? Like, are we just throwing this year away anyway? So we can start over next year under a new administration. I don't know. But that's about another G30, Timmy. What do you have any final words?
It's just crazy because when you said the rebrand, like I completely like it completely flew by my mind. Like it's happening. They've been pointing it like here and there. You've been telling us over the years, Count, that it's bound to happen sooner or later.
Yeah.
I think since 2020, they've been teasing it.
Yeah.
And it's like it's becoming more and more real. And then I think once Chris Klein like finally decides to leave, I think that's when we're going to see the whole 360.
You think it'll just turn around? Like maybe they just let Chris Klein, because he's a club legend or whatever, he kind of goes into the sunset, and then maybe we turn around and it's like, this is a new LA Galaxy. And obviously we've talked about, and they've pointed out that it's not like a full, like a new team, but they're definitely probably heading towards a new flavor, new attitude. Don't forget all those surveys they sent out.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
So we'll see.
But yeah, but like I said before, man, if Chris Klein is still here, nothing will change.
Nah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, think about it. Look, we're rumored to another 33-year-old washed-up European player who hasn't produced.
Yep.
And don't get me wrong. I was on the Costa trade. I really was, because I think I really thought that he would tear it up, especially the first couple of games.
Yeah.
I thought
and
he would.
He scored the free kick, and he was looking like he was trending, but I don't know, Timmy. I don't know.
Man. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
Well, thanks for coming on today again. We'll kind of reestablish this pod however we need to do it in this new dad era. But I'm still here. I'm around. Looking forward to getting out to the games and looking forward to bringing my daughter to the games one of these days. We'll see.
Oh yeah.
So I'll see you out there, Tim. Where can they find you?
They can find me here on my Twitter. My ad's down below, and you can find me on Instagram at SpicyTaco18. And you can keep up with me and the homie Cal and the homie Mike at G30 Podcast on everything. And that's it. That's all for me.
Thanks to Timmy for holding down the fort these last couple of weeks.
Of course.
I'm Count Chuck 786, and we'll catch you next time. Later. Good to be back. Bye.
Later.